On this episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast, we're going to be talking about the concept and usage of the GM function for Yaesu System Fusion. That's for today's episode on the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. And welcome to this episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook. Thank you for tuning in today and listening to this episode. This episode is fun for me, and I'll tell you why it's fun for me is because this is a highly underrated, underused feature of Fusion that I hear so many people say, I wish Fusion could do this. I wish Fusion could do this. And if you can see me, I'm clapping my hands right now because people always say, I wish it could do this. And I tell them, but it can and it does. And here's what you need to do. You need to use the group monitor or the GM function. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. But first, I'm going to go ahead and answer a question that a lot of listeners ask, which is where can I get Yaesu radio products? Where can I get the products that Yaesu talks about that they build, that they stand behind with radios of a 3-year warranty? Well, this is through any of our great Yaesu authorized dealers. Yes, I said authorized dealers. And this is why, because they are the ones that can offer you the great deals at the great prices and ensure you have that 3-year warranty. You don't get the 3-year warranty if you buy it used. You don't get that 3-year warranty if you're buying it through a non-authorized Yaesu dealer. Like someone buys it from a dealer and then resells it. No. You don't get that. You only get those great deals and benefits when you're coming and buying through an authorized Yaesu dealer. Now, how do you know who is your authorized Yaesu dealer? How can I find one? Well, go over to our website at yaesu.com. Click on Find Dealer menu at the top of the screen. You're going to see it across the screen there. Enter your information, and it's going to tell you the information of your nearest authorized Yaesu dealer. And I'm going to tell you, there's probably more than what you really are aware of or where you can think of. And it's going to go ahead and base that range. You might need to expand out that range a little bit. But when you know you're buying from an authorized Yaesu dealer, you know you are getting genuine Yaesu equipment directly from Yaesu. It's not being bought secondhand or any of these kind of shady deals or anything like that. And you know you're getting actual true Yaesu equipment. So once again, head over to yaesu.com, click on Find a Dealer, and they'll be able to help you from that point there. Alrighty, let's go ahead and talk about the GM function, the group monitor function of Fusion. Now, This is kind of the GM function, I guess, is the best way to describe it, is something that's kind of a carryover from the analog days. And when I say analog days, I say because analog radios had a feature in them that would allow you to know when you were in contact or in range of another user. And this was through what we called ARTS, which stood for Automatic Range Transponder System. The quick, simple thing of ARTS was that you'd be on a frequency. Your frequency would beacon or transmit like a little, just like a little key up, but you would select a DCS tone. And when you had a radio on in ARTS mode, you'd have to select the DCS tone. The minute it heard another just quick, the radio would just key up. If you were listening on a scanner, all you'd hear would just be a quick, like a radio would just key up real quick. What would happen is when you heard that radio, your radio heard that radio with that tone, it would go ahead and go bing, ding, ding, and it would like ring or some kind of tone there. And then it would say in range or IN space RNG, depending on what radio model you had. Now, what that did was it said, okay, hi, I'm your radio, right? You're listening and I'm listening on this frequency and someone else who is in ARTS mode just sent out a ping and I heard it. And now I know I'm in communication range. I know I can hear that radio. So in theory, if I can hear it, I can talk to it, right? In theory. So that's what ARTS kind of was. The only drawback to ARTS, really, is that who was it that did the ping? So if it's, let's say it's me and a group of my friends. So let's say there are 5 of us, right? And I have my radio in ARTS mode and the other people had their radio in ARTS modes too. Guess what would happen? I would go ahead and be carrying, and as long as I heard one of the other 4 people of our group of 5 here transmit, my radio would go bing, but I wouldn't know who it is. Is it Frank? Is it Bill? Is it Sally? Is it Michelle? Is it Tanya? Who in my group? Who is it? Right? I didn't know. So that was the only drawback to ARTS. Now, enter Yaesu System Fusion. We came up with that concept of group monitor, GM is what you see. You see it on your radios. You see GM. A lot of people are thinking like, what is that all about? I don't know. I don't care. I'm not going to pay attention, right? But those that have used it, I've used it. It's great. It really is great because here's what it does. It takes that same principle of arts and it pings out the signal, but it's not using analog anymore. It's using digital. And when we're using digital, what we're doing in this concept of digital is now we can pack things in digital that we can't normally pack in an analog signal, right? We don't necessarily have an ID that we can program in analog to be able to send it out with the arts transmission that my radio can then decode and then tell me what it is, right? There's no like reference table. We're not going to do any sort of weird DTMF keying. We're not going to do anything like that on there, right? Okay. Fusion is different. Every time you key up with your Fusion radio, the call sign you entered into your radio is transmitted across the air, right? So if I key up on my Fusion radio, don't care if I say anything whatsoever. I send a data Fusion telecommand, as we call them. I don't care. Guess what's going to happen? My call sign, NIUPC, is going to be embedded into my transmission, and that is going to go out over the air. So you on your receiving radio on Fusion can see, oh, it's NIUPC talking. So that already levels up GM a lot better. What also helps GM, what also brings it up as better than ARTS, is that if you have a radio capable of GPS, okay? So like, for example, the FT5 or the no longer production FT3, basically any Fusion radio that has a GPS in there, when you do a GM ping or beacon, if it has a GPS signal, it's going to transmit as part of on there. So what's going to happen now is that my radio is going to show me that you are in range with your call sign because GM is once again in digital mode. And now what I'm going to be able to do is I'm going to say, oh, hey, wait a minute here. Bob, N6ABC and whoever else. Okay, hey, their call sign came up. But now I can also see the GPS data if I have my radio that has GPS. So if they're doing a GM beacon with their FT5, I have my FT5 on, we both have a GPS signal, not only is their name going to go ahead and show up that they're in range of me for communication by voice, it's also going to go ahead and show me their distance away from one another. So I could see if I'm, you know, a tenth of a mile, half a mile, 1 mile, 2 miles, whatever the case may be, it's going to be able to ping out and it's going to be able to do that. That's pretty simple and easy to do. And I think it's also kind of a great feature to do on there. But a lot of people just aren't aware of that. And the reason I say it that kind of way, what it can do is I hear so many people say with Fusion, stuff like that, I wish there was a way that, you know how APRS is, John? You know how like APRS can beacon? Yeah. Well, I wish there was some way that I could beacon with GM. Like, or I shouldn't say GM, but like I could beacon, sort of like APRS, but digital. Is there a way to be like DARPS, like digital APRS or anything like that? Other modes have it. Yeah, we had it built in since day one on the system. It's not something that has to go ahead and be manufactured into the radio. You don't have to have third-party software to do it. You don't have to do it in any way, shape, or form. It's already there. And that's why I'm saying it's such a interesting thing to use. It's such an interesting thing to do that a lot of people aren't really aware that the radio can go ahead and do that functionality on it. And with that, understanding how GM works really kind of puts it into this field of multi-use, multi-applications on there. And I want to give you a few of those examples because a lot of people are like, well, what would I do or how would I do it or that kind of thing. So we're going to get to that here in a minute. But let me cover one other thing about GM that really can help narrow things down a bit. Now, if we go back to our example at the beginning, we talked about ARTS, Automatic Range Transponder System, and said that you had to choose a DCS code, right? Okay. Sometimes people call that a DPL also too. But it had to be a specific DPL, and your radio had to be set to receive the DPL of the transmitting radio, right? So if I was on a DPL of 411 and they were on a DPL of 023, my radio would completely ignore that transmission. Well, in GM mode on Fusion, you do have that ability to do the same thing. But that is going to be with the utilization of DGID. Okay, DGID, Digital Group ID. Now, once again, that's not a talk group or anything like that. What DGID functions or operates in the premise of is sort of like a CTCSS or DCS tone for digital, right? Digitals are ones and zeros, right? Ones and zeros, ones and zeros, ones and zeros, right? DCS and CTCSS are waveforms, a signature of a waveform built in to the transmission, okay, the analog transmission. Well, since we can't put a waveform into a digital form, DGID allows you to select codes 01 through 99, your choice, do whatever you want. And then in that case, what they allow you to do then is it allows you to take that ability and then filter it out. So for an example, in GM mode, if I transmit a DGID of 01 and someone's listening on 01, okay, they have their radio to receive 01, guess what? They're going to go ahead and see me pop up on their screen and then know that I'm around. But if I transmit DGID 01, but someone is listening on DGID 99, no dice. It's not going to go ahead and work in any way, shape, or form on there, right? Because their radio is listening for 99, I'm transmitting 1, it's not going to go ahead and work. So that is a key point in how to do it. Now, the reason I stress this is because you can have multiple people. When I say multiple people, I mean multiple people running GM on a frequency, pinging to one another, okay, beaconing out to one another, and I can selectively know who I want to listen to. And I've done this. I've done it at hamfests, okay? And when we're doing it on hamfests, we like to use, lots of people will start to use the frequency. We've kind of suggested 145.5625. Once again, North America, we do that. Once again, 145.5625. Yes, it's a splinter frequency. You got to put your radio into 6.25 or 12.5 kilohertz stepping to get to that frequency. But what will happen is that we will have people, and I will be beaconing, and then other people will beacon too, and now we have multiple people all beaconing to one another. But if I just want to hear certain people, then I'll say, hey, let's go to DGID 10. And then the people I want to just beacon with in GM mode, I'm going to switch to DGID 10. We're only going to beacon one another on DGID 10. Anybody else using something else, my radio is going to kind of ignore it. Okay. So that's kind of that cool part on there. Now, do you have to use a DGID? No, you don't. You can put DGID 00, just beacon out and see who goes ahead and does it. And as a matter of fact, I've done that while traveling. And it is, guys, it is a blast. If you are traveling through an area, you don't know who's there, you don't know whatever. I've actually gone on and used the 145.5625. Like when I've traveled down to Huntsville, Alabama, I've gone through Chicago, I've gone through other places and stuff like that. I turned that on and boom, it's beaconing and beaconing and beaconing. And then I've call signs pop up. And guess what? The minute I see a person with a call sign, guess what I'm doing? I'm picking up that microphone and I'm calling them on there. That is the awesome part about GM. It kind of almost acts like that digital CQ, if you want to call it. Like, hey, I see if someone's beaconing on there. I know they're available for a QSO and stuff. Why not go ahead and do that? And you would be surprised at how many people sit and do that. You'd really kind of be surprised. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you this, Helsa 2. You know, we're talking about the Fusion product line. And when I talk about the Fusion product line, I got to go ahead and say this. You know, there's a lot to a Fusion radio. The Fusion radios, some of them are capable of APRS. We talk about WiresX. We talk about GM now. We talk about a general operation. We talk about advanced operation. John, where can I get these manuals? How can I read up more on this? How can I become a Fusion expert? How can I become a Fusion knowledge expert on there? How can I do that? Well, that's where you're going to go ahead and head on over to our Yaesu website, yaesu.com. Once you head over to that yaesu.com website, go to the upper left-hand corner, go under products, just kind of hover on there, drop-down menu is going to come, click on digital. When you click on digital, you're going to go ahead and you're going to be taken to the webpage. It's going to show a list, a line, kind of like of all the different pictures along the top up there. That is our current production Fusion Radios. Click on the radio that's yours or click on the radio you want information on. It's going to take you to that radio's landing page. And then guess what? You're going to be able to click on the files tab. And that's when you can go ahead and download the manuals. If we have programming, ADM software, you can download it there. If we have firmware updates, manuals, guys, folks, I want to tell you manuals upon manuals of what you need, and not just in English. If you're looking for a specific language manual, guess what? It might be on there, and if not, write to us. We might have that on a different page or something like that for you. But go to yaesu.com, select your radio there, and go from there. In addition, if you have an older Yaesu radio, some people are like, God, I have an FT3 handheld or an FT2 handheld or an FTM100 or 400. I don't see that on a page. Is it gone? No, right below that line of radios, you're going to see the archive digitals on there. Click on that. That's going to take you to another spot on our website where it has the radios that are no longer in production, but we know people still have them, love them, and enjoy them. Once again, that's over at yaesu.com. Okay, so talking about like GM mode here and beaconing. So let's talk about application purposes, all right? So first of all, application purposes, obviously I'm going down the road. I want to keep in contact with someone else in another vehicle or my wife or whoever. We've done that, right? Christmas time, I remember I did that 1 year. I was going one location. She was going another location. The kids were split between us. We were kind of doing that and this. Guess what? We had Fusion radios in the car. We had our FTM 400s. Bing, bing. We went on and we were beaconing. And guess what? She's a ham too. Beaconing. I'm seeing her call sign. She's seeing my call sign. We're beaconing, right? We knew where we were at each other. Now, did it give a precise pinpoint location? No, it didn't. It did. I was able to pull up her GPS coordinates if I needed to, but I knew relatively that, hey, she was a mile away from me or she was here. But more importantly, I knew that if her radio was beaconing, I was in radio range of her. And then we can keep in contact with one another. Now, here's the other cool little, like, secret swirl part, like, you know, that kind of thing, was it worked all over the place. So here's what I would do. I could get out of the car, take my handheld, turn my handheld on now. So now she's got her vehicle. I got my vehicle. Okay. Our mobiles are beaconing to one another. We're all beaconing, and they're hearing one another. I should say it that way. But then I get out, and I take my handheld. And now my handheld is throwing into the mix. So now my handheld's calling out, and my mobile, obviously, because it was close, was responding back and saying, hey, I hear you. But then if I could hear her mobile, or I could see, quote-unquote, her mobile pop up as a beacon on the GM screen, guess what? I knew I was in radio range of her. So great example of that, okay? But what are some other examples? Well, another example that I've had customers call in and they say, John, I use GM for this, and oh my God, it is so amazing. And that example is that people said, John, how can I let people know that my node, I have a Wires X node, how can I let people know that my node is online and exists and it's there for people to use? Like that it's there. How can I do that? GM to the answer. You can actually put your node into GM operation. Now, there are a few steps on it. It's not a simple, easy, hey, flip a switch. Some settings do need to take place. But is it a big deal? No, it's not. And where can you get those steps? Like I said, over at the yaesu.com website for the manuals on there. That's going to go ahead and let you know where you can and how to set it up on there. So that's one way to go ahead and do it. Now, the other way, which this really seems to be a very, very popular use of GM mode. And when I have a chance to get down there, I do it myself down to my shack with the radios. And that is using GM mode on your FT991A on, are you ready? 10 meters. So 10 meter fusion is very popular. 29.250 is the frequency on there. And let's face it, you know, even if you're going to a certain frequency, you can be calling CQ, CQ, CQ all day long until you're blue in the face, all that kind of jazz, whatever, right? GM kind of helps eliminate that a little bit. And the way it helps eliminate that, and this is pretty cool, is that I could go to the 10 meter C4 FM frequency. I can sit on it and I could GM. And when I'm GMing, if another station pops up, guess what? That means that my radio heard their radio beacon. Now that call sign pops up, and now, now what can I do? I can pick it up, and I can make a direct connection with that call sign. I can do that. And I've done that a few times. I put it in a GM mode, and I'll tell you, it's amazing. Because not only do you get to see, like, instead of sitting there wondering, like, is anybody hearing me? Is anybody hearing me? Or am I hearing anything? With the GM function of Fusion on 10 meters, you would be surprised at, A, the amount of stations that actually come in, and then, B, I think the second most interesting part is the amount of different locations. There have been some times when 10 meters kind of opened up and stuff like that on there that I'm seeing in Midwest of the United States here. I'm seeing call signs from the UK. I even saw a couple of times call signs from Japan. That's right, Japan come in there, which is totally amazing, hands down. That just blows my mind, obviously, the range and effectiveness of Fusion, but then to also have the ability to do the GM mode and sit there, and it kind of pings for you, kind of acts like a beacon. Now, I'll tell you this. I know there's some days that 10 meters just ain't really good, and GM helps me also know that, because if I don't see a lot of people binging in, I can either say the band conditions aren't that great, or unfortunately, you know, no one's on there. But 9 times out of 10, it's related to band conditions. There's hardly any time that I don't see someone pop up. Now, in my defense, I also do know there's a fair amount of people around me or the Twin Cities of Minnesota that are on 10-meter Fusion. But, hey, getting back to the point of GM, this is a great usage of the GM abilities. So I really do suggest you want to have fun with Fusion. I've seen some people tell me, man, you know, Fusion is great. You know, I play with it a lot and stuff like that, but I've kind of reached my limit. What can I do? Those kind of things like that. Well, start playing with GM mode. Really, come on, start playing with the GM mode. When you start playing with the GM mode on there, you're going to see your interest in Fusion, I think, kind of come back and kind of be like, oh, this is really cool. I really like this. I do have friends on here and stuff like that on there. Even more so, start to do a GM net. I have had people that have told me, they've said, John, here's the thing. We do a Fusion net prior to, or just before, or after, or however they have it set up, our regular voice net. And I said, okay, how do you do that? And he said, well, we use GM. So they do their normal net, and they say, anybody that wants to stick around for the digital net, please go ahead and activate your GM now. And then what they'll do is they'll activate the GM, and the net control will then pop up and see all the different call signs coming in on the GM, and then they know. Now, here's the other cool part. Ready? This is really cool. You can run GM through a repeater. Now, this is a touchy subject. This is definitely a right twix, left twix kind of thing. And what I mean by that is that some people are like, that just ties up the repeater, and because there's a beaconing every about 30 seconds, and this and this and this and this. Okay, correct on a couple things. One, GM is not going to override a signal that is taking place. There is politeness built into the protocol. But two, you don't have to be simplex. GM is not just for simplex. As long as your repeater is a true Yaesu repeater and can transmit, well, I should say receive and transmit digital, meaning it has to be in AMS or fixed digital mode. It can't be just in AMS, but then fixed FM, that kind of thing. It has to be able to transmit and receive in digital, the repeater does. You can do GM packets or beaconing on it. So what this one club and organization did, they said, okay, after we get done with our VHF net, I'm pretty sure it was VHF, and the FM side, everybody then go ahead and switch over to digital, turn on your GM beacons, and as long as you are beaconing, we're going to go ahead and you haven't had your turn. Once it comes on your turn to have a go around on the net, they ask you then to turn off your GM. Because then what ended up happening, then people would be like, oh, okay, cool, I've had my turn. And then net control gets to keep a running tab. And then in addition, people can actually check in. If they check in late to the net, the person doing net control can look at his radio and say, oh, okay, here. Yeah, I have another person that checked in on there. So kind of a really cool, interesting functions of the GM. I really suggest, go to our Yaesu website, yaesu.com, go to the manuals for your radio, look up, there's a manual specific for GM, group monitor. Seriously, take a time, take a read, take it with you, you know, because it's a download PDF, download it while you're waiting or doing something, you got some time to, everybody can think of where they read books now these days and stuff like that on digital copy and stuff. Just take a look at it and give it a once over. And think of how you can go ahead and use it. Well, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Yaesu, the radio show podcast. The podcasts are produced by John Crook with Yaesu USA. If you have any ideas or topics for the podcast or would like to be considered to be a guest on our show, please contact me, John Crook. Thank you for listening to the Yaesu, the radio show podcast.